A public hearing on the controversial defence of provocation is being held at the New South Wales Parliament today. Whilst other states across Australia have either abolished or amended the law, New South Wales has retained this defence. Critics of the provocation defence say that the law provides a justification for murder. They claim some excuses should not be taken into account and that cases of infidelity or leaving one's spouse should not be legitimised as provocation. The inquiry was prompted by recent cases of killings in New South Wales that used the partial defence of provocation to reduce a sentence from murder to manslaughter. The Wire's Edwina Hart spoke to the Executive Director of Women's Legal Services New South Wales, Helen Campbell.
Provocation is a fairly ancient defence in the law, and it's a rather quaint old-fashioned idea that in some situations men might be so upset that they just couldn't help themselves and they killed somebody. Quite often it would be if it was their wife, if they found their wife with another man, or if their wife said that she was going to leave him, that would be given as an excuse of provocation, which would reduce a murder to a manslaughter. There was a recent case in New South Wales where this defence was used. The case is called Singh. He killed his wife and he said at his trial that he did that because she told him that she didn't love him and that she was going to leave him. And so he was given a reduced sentence of manslaughter because of provocation.
This is in New South Wales. What about other states across Australia? Have they abolished the defence?
It's been abolished in Victoria and it's been changed in Queensland. I do know that it's also been reviewed in New Zealand and in the United Kingdom.
Provocation still exists today in New South Wales. And is it essentially the same as arguing a loss of control?
It's arguing a loss of control because of something in particular that the victim did or said.
So there tends to be a blame on the victim.
It certainly does focus attention on the victim's behaviour rather than holding the killer accountable for his behaviour.
Do you think that this law should be abolished?
We've called for a staged approach. So in the long run, yes, we think the law of the defence of provocation should probably be abolished, but we think that it should be done in the context of a fairly comprehensive review of all the defences that are available to a situation where someone's been killed. So we also think that rules relating to the law of self-defence should also be considered.
Do you think that self-defence is sufficient in cases where defendants were victims of domestic violence, or is it necessary to still have this idea of provocation?
Well, what we've said is that if you made the self-defence more appropriate for women who are victims of domestic violence and kill their torturer, then we would not need to have a separate offence of provocation.
The law is a bit of a double-edged sword by providing a defence for victims of domestic violence, but also justifying killings based on jealousy or partners leaving the relationship?
Well, that's right. It's kind of gendered in two different ways. So when you look at the laws relating to provocation, it's saying to men it's okay to be really violent if a woman that you want to be in control of is getting out of control. But a woman who is escaping from domestic violence may not be in a fight at the time. She might be in a situation where, in order to make good her escape, she is choosing a moment where her attacker might be asleep or something like that. And so then self-defence is not so available as it would be. So, in a sense, those defences are made for suitable for men's experiences, but not necessarily so suitable for women's experiences, and often are used in ways that excuse men for violent behaviour.
So are there any arguments for the law being retained?
Well, those who are saying that the law should be retained are concerned that without it, there may be fewer opportunities for women to have a defence where they have killed the person who's been violent towards them. And that's why we're saying if we're going to go ahead with abolishing it, we also need to review the self-defence laws at the same time.
Helen Campbell from Women's Legal Services New South Wales speaking there with Edwina Hart.